Many blessings to you all, and welcome to your journey in faith with the Reverend Dr. Amos Chewachong. Our text for reflection is Luke 18, 31 to 34. The Gospel according to St. Luke, chapter 18, verse 31 to 34. Jesus took the 12 aside and told them, "We are going up to Jerusalem, and everything that is written by the prophets about the Son of Man will be fulfilled. He will be delivered over to the Gentiles. They will mock him, insult him and spit on him. They will flog him and kill him. On the third day he will rise again." The disciples did not understand any of this. Its meaning was hidden from them, and they did not know what he was talking about. My theme for reflection is the road to understanding. The road to understanding. I remember hearing a story about a young boy in Ghana who loved riddles. Every evening, his grandfather would challenge him with a different proverb, and the boy would eagerly try to uncover its meaning. One evening, his grandfather said, "The river does not boast of its journey until it reaches the ocean." The boy thought for a long time but couldn't figure it out. It wasn't until years later, after facing struggles and setbacks in life, that he finally understood that wisdom often comes only after we have traveled the hard road. In Luke 18:31 to 34, Jesus is walking the difficult road toward Jerusalem, and for the third time, he tells his disciples exactly what will happen to him. The Son of Man will be handed over. He will be mocked, insulted, spat upon, flogged, and killed. But on the third day, he will rise again. Yet as clear as his words were, the disciples understood none of these things. The truth was right in front of them, but they could not comprehend it. This moment resonates across cultures and times. In the United States, people reflect on the struggles of the civil rights movement, where leaders like Martin Luther King Jr. advocated for justice, but many could not grasp its urgency until history unveiled its profound truth. In the Middle East, families displaced by conflict yearn for peace, unaware of how deeply God's plan of redemption is still at work. In Asia, students preparing for intense exams concentrate solely on immediate success, oblivious that true wisdom emerges through life's trials, not just from books. In Europe, centuries-old churches now stand empty, as many seek meaning in a world that seems to have moved beyond faith. And in Africa, where traditions and modernity collide, young people grapple with questions of identity and purpose, not realizing that true purpose lies not in what they achieve, but in whom they follow. Jesus' words remind us that God's plan often unfolds in ways we don't immediately understand. The disciples wanted a triumphant Messiah, not a suffering one. They wanted a path to glory that avoided the road to the cross. But Jesus was teaching them and us that true victory comes through surrender, that life comes through death, and that understanding often comes only after we have walked through the valley. John Stott suggested that before we can begin to see the cross as something done for us, we have to see it as something done by us. The disciples did not yet grasp that Jesus wasn't just predicting his death. He was showing them the cost of salvation. It wasn't until after the resurrection that they truly saw the cross for what it was, not a defeat, but the greatest victory of all time. This passage invites us to reflect on how often we too fail to understand what God is doing in our lives. We pray for an answer, but when God speaks, we don't recognize His voice. We ask for direction, but we hesitate to walk the path He sets before us. Like the young boy in Cana, we may hear the words but struggle to grasp their meaning until we have journeyed far enough to see the bigger picture. There are two questions for reflection. Number one, is there something in your life that you don't understand right now? How might God be inviting you to trust Him even in the uncertainty? Number two, in what ways are you resisting the path of surrender that Jesus calls His followers to walk? And now our practical exercise for today. Spend 10 minutes in silence, asking God to travel an area of your life where you need to trust Him more deeply. Write down any thoughts or impressions that come to mind and commit to following where He leads. Lord Jesus, too often I fail to understand Your ways. I want answers when You call me to trust. I want clarity when You ask for faith. Help me to follow You, even when the road ahead is unclear. Open my heart to see Your purpose in my struggles and give me the courage to walk the path You have set before me. In the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord, we pray. Amen. May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be and abide with us all now and forevermore. Amen.